You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hi, this is The Boyfriend, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary podcast.
No, stop, start again. The only ordinary queer cast.
It was something like that. Hello, this is The Boyfriend, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast.
On the internet.
On the internet.
And speak closely to the microphone, please.
Or else.
Okay, boys and girls, as you can see, today is Saturday, July 23rd, 2005, and the boyfriend's back.
And you're going to be in trouble.
You are in trouble. Wait until I get you in bed later.
Ayla, Ayla, my boyfriend's back.
Okay, now, what do you want to talk about? What do we do today?
Well, we went to various wineries in the Virginia area.
How many wineries did we go to today?
Four.
Four wineries. And are you a little drunk?
I am not drunk.
What do you call it?
Intoxicated.
Intoxicated. Could you speak closer to the microphone, please?
Yes.
Okay, just because... Just because you go closer doesn't mean you go lower. You go closer and keep the same volume.
But don't you recall in the early days of FM radio when all the disc jockeys were stoned, they would speak softly as they came closer to the microphone?
But why?
Because they were stoned.
But I want you to be heard.
I am heard.
Okay.
And now we're going to listen to Black Dog.
Nobody knows who Black Dog is.
Yes, Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Black Dog? I didn't listen to Black Dog. Well, while you take a drink of your water, I'm going to talk about going to the wineries today. So, the boyfriend and I decided we would go to some wineries today. And we started off at Grey Ghost Winery in Amosville, Virginia.
Yes.
And we took a nice picnic basket lunch. You made some delicious chicken, by the way.
Yes, chicken that was marinated in honey, my own honey mustard.
Your own honey mustard. And what kind of wine did we have there with our lunch?
Chardonnay.
We did have Chardonnay. And we drank that, you know what? We drank that entire bottle at lunchtime.
That's right.
Did we taste any wines there?
We had the Cabernet Franc and the Merlot.
And the Merlot, okay.
And the Merlot.
And we did notice that their grapes were really
They were abundant.
They were abundant. You are drunk.
I'm not. I like this FM radio, like early 70s.
This is not FM radio. This is internet radio. This isn't even really radio. I'm just recording an MP3 file.
But Archer...
What?
Isn't it the same thing?
No, because on FM radio, they were live.
And we're live, too.
We are live, but we are recording it live.
Feel the live vibe.
You are so drunk.
I'm not. I'm enjoying this.
Okay. So we spent a couple hours at Grey Ghost Winery.
Yes.
And then where did we go after that?
Well, then we went to Farfalloo.
Farfalloo Winery.
Which means eccentric.
Which fit, wouldn't you say? Aren't you eccentric? I'm trying to adjust your microphone because I don't think we can hear you.
I might be unusual.
That you are. Okay, so we went to Farfalloo. And here's the thing about Farfalloo. Excuse me. First of all, we had a really good experience in terms of the wine at Grey Ghost. We enjoyed it totally.
Yes.
We went to Farfalloo, and the winery happens to be, you know, the person who works there, or is
a colleague of mine. Her sister owned the winery.
And at one time, they made good wines?
Yes.
But the wines we tasted today were awful.
They sold the winery.
They sold the winery. What shouldn't mean that the quality of the wines goes down, but it did.
Well, we saw the grapevines.
Oh, my God, the grapevines were in terrible shape.
And we heard it through the grapevine, too. We saw it.
Through the grapevine.
Yes.
There we tasted all. Did we taste all of their wines there?
Yeah, so we didn't like very many of them.
Oh, why did we like any? Well, I guess I did like that one white.
You like that sweet white wine.
What was the name of it that I got?
Faux de Blanc or something like that.
Faux de Blanc? Something like that.
Some crazy white wine you like.
Oh, God, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm sorry for those listeners.
Oh, you're so gassy.
I'm sorry. So I was extremely disappointed with Farfelu because the boyfriend had talked about Farfelu before, like I was going to be...
Well, because they had come a long way with their wines and they won some awards.
But then when we got there, I really wasn't impressed.
I wasn't either.
But I went ahead and bought a bottle of wine anyway. You know, I always feel obligated to buy a bottle of wine.
I don't.
Well, you didn't buy any there.
I didn't.
I also bought the glasses so that I would have my... Because what I'm doing is trying to collect glasses from all the wineries we go to.
Yeah.
How many do I have now? Like 12?
20.
No, I don't have 20.
You're drunk.
I have 6 on the shelves and probably... Well, you know what? I'm probably close to 20.
I think you are.
So after Farfelu, which we were very disappointed with, we decided we would go to Oasis.
Yes.
And we went to Oasis, and actually at Farfelu and Oasis both, the people who were doing the tasting were not very good at describing the wines or telling us about the wines.
Well, the girl at Oasis was a bit more knowledgeable and nicer, and the wines were a little better.
Were a little bit better, yes. But she still seemed like she was just reading off the card.
Well, but at least she could tell us what she liked and why.
Oh, wait,
she
no,
liked
she was the skinny girl. No, yeah, she was okay. Yeah, and we did like a couple of their wines, but yeah. I didn't like the reds.
The Meritage was good.
Did I buy one there?
He bought the blush wine.
The blush wine, of course, because I blush all the time. So Oasis was okay.
Uh huh.
But this was like, and we sat out on their deck and ate some chocolates and had a glass of Merlot, was it?
No, a half bottle of Cabernet.
Oh, a half bottle of Cabernet. Cabernet Franc?
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. And we actually enjoyed it. It was almost like the sun was going down, was beginning to go down, would you say?
Right.
And it was absolutely beautiful because they have beautiful grounds there.
Yeah.
And then, and this was after they had closed because it was probably 5:15 or so. And then we said, oh, too bad that, you know, Rappahannock isn't open until... You know, after 5, and then the boyfriend looked it up in the book, and he's like, they're open till 6.
So we went there, and all of their wines are very good.
Well, so we were driving down the road, and he's looking at the book, and I'm like, all right, check the time. And he's like, they're open till 6. And we're like clapping, going, yay, they're open till 6. One more winery. And by this time, of course, the boyfriend was really loopy.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
I was not.
Too
loopy. You I was were, not too loopy.
You weren't too loopy, but you were loopy. So we went to Rappahannock, and the lady there, she was good.
Mm-hmm.
She was very good. And the wines were very good. We liked them all.
They were good.
And then we ended up getting another glass of... What did we have there? Did we have the Merlot there?
Yes, we had the Merlot.
And some chocolate that wasn't very good. You didn't eat enough of it.
That's, we had like that same Hershey's.
You chose
chocolate.
That semi-sweet stuff.
No, you bought it.
You chose it, though.
I did not choose that Hershey's chocolate. You went to some convenience store.
No,
and
no,
bought
no. That was at Oasis, at at Rappahannock. You chose that.
That was good. That was fine.
No,
with
I didn't think so.
Merlot. Well,
you only ate like 3 pieces and tried to get me to eat the rest.
I had my chocolate fill for the day.
Yes, I definitely had that time. So we were sitting out on their deck drinking their glass of wine, and they were closed, too.
Yeah, they were closing.
They were closing, yeah. And by this time, the boyfriend was very loopy. We were teasing and laughing.
I was not loopy.
Oh, yes, you were, because
not.
When we finally decided to leave, how did you go down the stairs?
Gracefully.
You tripped down the stairs.
Gracefully.
Well, if that's gracefully... then I don't know what would be ungracefully.
If I had fallen flat on my face at the bottom of the staircase.
Well, you missed the last step completely.
And I recovered with grace.
And you know what that lady said who was sitting at the other side of the deck?
No.
Really, she said, good luck.
Well, yes, she wanted us to have good luck for the rest of the day.
I think she was saying good luck to me with that with you. Like, good luck, he's drunk.
Well, her male companion had very hot legs, we both noticed.
Yes. Well, you noticed it first because you look at legs. I don't know what you look at, but you were looking at his legs.
Well, he had hot legs.
He had really nicely muscled calves.
Yes, very muscular calves.
Yes. So let's catch the listeners up. How was your vacation?
Well, it was very nice. It was between all these hurricanes.
Yes, you landed right after Cindy went through.
Yes, but then, before Dennis.
But before Dennis.
And then...
Then you got home before...
Emily.
Emily went in. So he experienced three hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
In a matter of a week and a half.
Yes.
Craziness.
Gone with the wind.
Gone with the wind. And you're all tan. You must have been laying out on the beach a lot.
Yes. Well, after the hurricanes passed, we were able to go to not the beach we were counting on going to. I went with my family.
Right.
And the first beach that we were supposed to go to, a beach on the Alabama coast, we were told that beach house was in the water.
The one that you were first going to go to.
So we didn't do that one. So then we decided, well, we had to go on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We found a house there that had not suffered any damage from the hurricanes, and we were able to spend a week there.
Oh. And you stayed on the beach all day, every day?
Every day.
Did you get lucky?
It didn't rain.
I meant sexually.
No, it was a secluded private beach house.
Hello, exactly.
Well, did you get lucky?
No, I wasn't really looking for anything.
Did you molest yourself?
I did. I had several masturbatory sessions while you were gone.
You engaged in self-sin.
I did. I definitely did.
Did your hands burn?
No, but my dick did. After you rub it long enough, it will...
I bet your hands were smoking. You know what the priest would tell us in Catholic school?
What?
After you masturbated, if you went to church and put your hands in the holy water, your hands would smoke.
And how often did your hands smoke?
I never went to the holy water because I knew mine would be smoking all the time. But we believed it. What did we know?
Do you masturbate a lot? Silence. He's thinking.
Well, I think it's a healthy thing to do. Don't you think so?
I do too, yes. I masturbate at least.
Animals do it.
Do they?
Dolphins do it.
Well, if dolphins do it, then
don't
everyone
Don't you think
should.
You should masturbate more often?
Do you think I should masturbate more often?
I think you should masturbate more often.
Do you think if I masturbated more often, I wouldn't be jumping all over you as often as I do?
I think if you masturbated more often, you would have more frequent bowel movements.
We are not getting on that topic tonight.
Well,
let's keep it at sex. Because my question to you was, if I masturbated more often, would I jump on your bones less?
I don't know. What do you think?
As horny as I am all the time, I would say no. It wouldn't. I don't think it would cut that down at all.
Why are you horny so often?
I don't know. It's probably because I had... Not that I have to, but I look at you and I just get, all horny.
Well, I think there's something there.
Keep your mouth close to the microphone.
I am.
Now. You think there's something there like what? Silence isn't good on internet
well,
radio.
Well, the priests and nuns used to tell us that an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
So, because I had time to think...
You have too much time to think.
To think about having sex with you?
Well, your mind isn't engaged in other things.
I'm always thinking, oh, damn, we're already up to almost 15 minutes. So... Let me just ask one last question before we end this part, and we'll do a part two. Are you up for a part two?
Sure.
Okay, one last question. Did you miss me?
I did miss you tremendously.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right. Okay, boys and girls, we're coming up on 15 minutes, and as you know, I like to keep these at 15 minutes, so I think the boyfriend and I will go ahead and record a second show for maybe Tuesday.
And you've been listening to Archer Radio.
The only ordinary queercast on the internet.
.com.
He's so drunk.
It's very FM.
What the hell does that mean?
FM radio.
He's drunk. Okay, until next time, boys and girls, say bye.
Now you're going to listen to House of the Holies by Led Zeppelin.
Okay, until next time, bye.
Bye.
Oops, we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
I have one more thing I wanted to say. Today, this podcast will be on... Blah, 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 excuse me.
You're drunk.
No, I'm not.
You are.
This podcast will be posted on Monday, July 25th, which is for people who are listening to it today. And today happens to be Peter's birthday.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Well, I think as a way to end the show, we should sing happy birthday to Peter. Can you sing?
No, can you?
I can sing a little bit.
Okay.
So let's sing happy birthday to Peter. Ready?
Ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you. You can't sing for the show.
Yes, I can.
You can't sing.
My style is completely avant-garde.
Oh, you want to call it that? Sure.
Yes, I call it more of a freestyle singing.
Freestyle singing. I hope Peter has a great day listening to your avant-garde singing.
I think he will remember it for the rest of his life.
He may remember it for quite a while, yes.
Yes.
All right, now we can end the podcast. So, Peter, I hope you have a great day. Happy birthday to you. So, until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.